Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. My brother from another mother, Jason Cans, neuropsychologist, Marshfield Clinic in Eau Claire, and our good friend on the radio for 5 minutes. We could do 3 hours, but they give us 5 minutes, and so we take what they give us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Friday, and it's the middle of November.
It is. That's true.
Thanksgiving is coming. What's the plans this year?
You know, I was just thinking about that this morning. I don't know. I've been wanting to get back and see my mom, and it just feels like the world is too busy.
I know.
My world is too busy, and so
yeah.
I don't know if that will work. You know, I have a few days off at that time, and so maybe, hopefully, get back over there.
Uh-huh.
We'll just have to see. I don't know yet. How about you?
Yeah, let me just say that I think this summer, the last I saw my mom was she came up here for the graduation party.
Yep.
Did you see her there? I don't know.
I don't remember.
Because yeah, Alex
I saw her one time this summer.
No, Alex's party was the same day as Michael's.
Yep.
And so
yep.
I came over to the party, though. And so, so I haven't seen her. We never got down there this summer, and now all of a sudden you make it through the fall. And it turns out neither of my sisters is hosting for Thanksgiving, which has been, one of them particularly has hosted a lot of times. So, yeah, it's kind of all just, I'd like to get down too. We should do a dual road trip and go see both of our moms.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
I know Tessa's been begging to get over there, too. So.
Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning having had a political dream.
Huh.
It was, you know, as dreams can be, a little bit murky, but it was like, you know, it says in Ecclesiastes, as a dream comes when there are many cares. And so
right.
I guess.
Right. Yes.
I
had a dream about, and I rarely remember my dreams, but about for some reason I had to inject my wife with insulin, and I don't know why that was the case.
So, huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw one of the headlines with Ozempic here this week was the fact that people who got off of it say, wow, now I'm heavier than I've ever been. So.
Yeah, I think that has been the case. It's probably one of those things that, is probably going to have to be more of a long-term maintenance thing for a lot of people. And I think we're going to have to kind of see what that looks like going forward.
Well, I think all the health concerns will be taken care of once we get the new HHS secretary in there. So that'll be.
Sure.
Yep.
Let's go with that. Yes.
Making America healthy again. All right. Let's see. You know, we got a big challenge here in the scripture today because we're in Matthew 26, and at least in the immediate, it doesn't seem like it looks good for Jesus, but we know he conquers death. But we got Matthew 26, 11 through 13. Let's start with the verses and we'll figure it out from there.
Sure. It says, "You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. She has poured this perfume on me to prepare my body for burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deeds will be remembered and discussed."
Mm-hmm. All right, so in Letters to the Beloved, you take two paragraphs, one that just kind of is a recap, right?
Yep, right.
So let's go to the next paragraph that says, "Many believers are suspicious of extravagance in beauty because it seems to be an unwise use of resources. Child, you saw evidence of these conflicted attitudes after the magnificent Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris burned. Some generous donors came forward offering hundreds of millions of dollars to help the rebuilding effort. Still, people were quick to criticize, saying they could use that money to feed the poor. Beloved, I care about each image bearer in every church, but do not begrudge the generosity of others. There is far too little charity in the world, and there's far too little beauty. Together, beauty and charity give you a glimpse of my generosity."
Yeah, you know, I remember when that was going on with the Notre Dame Cathedral, and I can remember specific friends of mine saying, "Man, that is a waste of resources," and thinking, "Ugh, but, you know, we choose to give where we choose to give. And, you know, whether that is, expanding beauty or bringing grace and hope to people, you know, and I think what it is there's a call to generosity for all of us. And as I say there, to try not to begrudge that."
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right. Well, yeah. So that was that actually burned about the time you were writing this, probably, right?
It did. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Breakfast tomorrow?
All right. I think so.
All right. Hope to see you then, our buddy Jason Cans. Best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB.
Well, Halvo, a couple weeks from today, we may all be walking around just a little bit heavier after enjoying another wonderful Thanksgiving day. Yeah, Thanksgiving, 2 weeks from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And we have a list of people's favorite Thanksgiving foods. We could kind of letterman this and go from 10 to 1. According to a new survey, these are America's favorite Thanksgiving foods. And it starts with number 10. And this is a little bit surprising to me. Brussels sprouts, number 10. Not only that it made the top 10, no offense to Brussels sprouts. Not only that it made the top 10 of Thanksgiving foods, but that it is considered a Thanksgiving food because I would not have put that on there.
We're going to have an early Thanksgiving on my wife's side of the family at my brother-in-law's in Ellsworth tomorrow. And I can't ever remember Brussels sprouts being at any Thanksgiving dinner table I've been. Number 9. Gravy. Now, that is there. Yeah.
I might even put that a little bit higher, but yeah, it's got to be in the top 10. Ranked our favorite Thanksgiving foods. Number 8, pumpkin pie. Classic.
Delicious. I was looking at a recipe online. It popped up on Facebook, a crustless pumpkin pie to make for those keto people. Number 7 is dinner rolls. Yeah, you know, it's kind of overlooked.
Yeah. Now, in the Swenson household, my mom makes handmade homemade dinner rolls.
Oh, those are really good.
Oh, goodness. I mean, when they're warm from the oven and you put some, you know, real Wisconsin butter on those, too. Yeah. Green bean casserole, number 6. I have to say, as a kid, it's like, oh, green bean casserole. I love it now. I love green bean casserole.
I love it. I love making it. I love how much my daughter Elena loves it. Number 5 is sweet potato casserole.
Here's the thing with sweet potato. I'm not a huge sweet potato person other than sweet potato fries, but it is iconic, right? It looks so good with those marshmallows on top, kind of golden brown and stuff.
Now, here's the thing. My wife made it. It's been a big hit. She's bringing it, I think, tomorrow. But the thing, I mentioned the marshmallows, and she was like, no. So maybe kind of going in a little different direction.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Now, here's probably the most controversial one of this entire list. Ranked our favorite Thanksgiving foods top 10. We're up to number 4 here. Cranberry sauce. Now, Wisconsin has a wonderful cranberry industry. So
Toma
we
area.
Need this. We need this. But cranberry sauce is probably one of those ones that I don't know that I reach for it that often.
In the last Sam Shovel play, there was one of their fake commercials is about canned cranberry sauce and how nobody really likes it. So anyhow, we wish it the best. It made it to number 4, so they're doing a good job with the PR.
And now we get to the heavy hitters, the top 3 in our favorite Thanksgiving foods ranked.
Number 3 is turkey, and I prefer the dark meat, Caleb. And we've had this conversation before.
I'm a white meat guy, so that works out well, because then we could share if we ever share the Thanksgiving table. Number 2 is mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
And number 1 is stuffing dressing.
Yes. Very, very good. All of these fantastic, and man, makes me excited for Thanksgiving even more.
Two weeks
from yesterday. Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show, getting you caught up, friends, on everything you might have missed in the world of news, sports, politics, pop culture. It's in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, President Biden and Donald Trump met at the White House on Wednesday.
Yeah, President Biden reportedly shared some top secret info with President-elect Trump, including all of the White House streaming service passwords.
That's a must.
A study found that some homeowners associations will not allow people to put up Christmas decorations before set dates.
We'll tell you when you can start feeling jolly. Researchers say an ancient species of ape stood 10 feet tall.
10 feet. They also say that would have been 11 feet tall if it had just listened to its mother and stopped slouching.
Stand up straight.
Elon Musk claims his SpaceX company will soon be rocketing 1,000 passengers at a time from London to New York in 30 minutes.
But your luggage will still get lost.
Isn't that the truth?
Police search is underway after 43 monkeys escaped from a research facility in South Carolina.
The monkeys had no choice. One of the scientists was playing All I Want for Christmas Is You on repeat.
You can't escape.
Studies say that hormones released during pregnancy and after birth might create long-lasting changes in the female brain. One of the changes may be a better sense of long-term memory.
So now, in addition to morning sickness and constantly feeling tired, women will be able to remember those things longer.
Win-win.
Torture. And finally, research finds that eating dark chocolate makes you smarter.
So smart that it will give you the brain power to uncover even more excuses to eat chocolate.
Yay!
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, it's a Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Halvo puts it together for us. It's his labor of love. He condenses a week's worth of episodes of the WIB Wake Up Show into just a few moments. It's called the best of the week. Let's take a listen.
We hear about what it takes more muscles to frown than to smile. Think about that. But while the human face can combine different muscles and different ways to express itself in 16,384 unique ways. Wow, they're going to have to add to the emojis. They can all be grouped into one of 35 variations of emotions.
Yeah, roughly half of these, 17 to be exact, are expressions of happiness.
Humans are able to correctly determine other people's emotions about 75% of the time simply by observing blood flow changes around the nose, eyebrows, cheeks, and chin.
Your facial expressions reveal more than you know. And that's why texting and emailing is so confusing, right? You don't have any of that. A family favorite of movies since 1987 has been The Princess Bride. And so Wallace Shawn, the actor, who also his voice is in Toy Story, he is 81 today. He
really?
Plays Vicini. And I think the reaction of a lot of people is...
Inconceivable!
This is PCD John. My favorite car was actually my first car when I was a freshman in college. I had a Rambler. I don't know if anybody remembers that name. A Rambler, that's where the seats went down into a bed. And one day we tried to get as many people stuck in that car as we could. One of the guys that wanted to try to get in was, his name was John. He weighed almost 300 pounds. And I forget the number of people we got in there. But we laid down and filled it right up to the top. I wish I remember the number, but we had fun doing it, and it was harder unloading the car than it was loading it.
20% of us are afraid of this or these. I'm going to leave it out there. 20% of us are afraid of this or these. What is it? Incorrect answer so far. It's not mice, snakes, chickens, dying, spiders, clowns, dentist, birds, or water.
Growing old.
Mm. Okay. Aging. 20% of us afraid of that.
You know, this isn't the most encouraging question.
I mean, I'm just all these. This is Susan from Cadet.
All right, Susan.
Susan, what do you think?
Squirrels?
Is it squirrels? What makes you say squirrels?
I got a lot of them here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you afraid of squirrels, Susan?
Only if they're going to attack me.
Sure.
Get them after me, yeah.
Could 20% of us really be afraid of squirrels?
Yes! You're the winner!
Awesome. Thank you.
Well done. We're going to send you to the movies and hook you up with a Best Christmas Pageant Ever t-shirt. How about that, Susan?
That sounds awesome.
And, here's a part of the latest video shared from yesterday on the WIB Facebook page.
So we're doing something called the Kindness Jar. And so our listeners and our sponsors have sent us out to do random acts of kindness and blessing to strangers. And so we'd like to help you out a little bit with some groceries today, if that's all right, that you could use for yourself or to bless others as well.
That would certainly be nice.
Yeah, so we'd like to, we've got a couple hundred dollars here for you. And again, this is from our sponsors and from our listeners. And this is just to bless strangers. And so you happen to park by us today, and so we'd like to bless you.
Geez, thank you so very much.
Absolutely. That's just a little bit about what we're doing too. But again, thank you for letting us talk to you, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
That is very nice. Thank you. That really helps. I have a little family of five.
Sure.
That I help to feed. But they have nothing. They're little farmers. So I just give it to them.
Well, it's time to announce the new inductees to the Toy Hall of Fame, Caleb.
So we previewed this before, too. All those who potentially had this great, great honor, but not everyone can make it. Here's who did.
Yeah, every toy wants to get into the Toy Hall of Fame, and the new entrants are My Little Pony,
Transformers,
and Phase 10 Card Game, all inducted to the National Toy Hall of Fame yesterday.
For My Little Pony, the victory was especially sweet after being a finalist seven times previously. Fluttershy, you did it.